Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
The practice of dishonesty is the second taboo on God's list of what he detests. While God loves the sinner, he certainly dislikes some of his habits. Question: on a scale of 1 to 10, how honest are you? Would you say you are honest all of the time? Well, most of the time, or perhaps part of the time, or whenever it suits your purpose. If the truth were known, says a researcher, a lot of people are lying about telling the truth. Could he possibly be right? Have we become so self-serving that we feel little, if any, obligation to really tell the truth, especially when we are saving someone's feelings or, more importantly, our own reputation or face? Ask yourself the following questions. Do you on occasion copy software illegally? 2. Do you sometimes not tell all the truth to your husband or wife? 3. Do you ever take home supplies from the office? A few pens, a bit of leftover materials, an occasional tool, even if you fully intend to bring them back, though you know you never will? 4. When you return home from a trip, do you ever find yourself forgetting, perhaps on purpose, to declare some overseas purchases when you get to customs? 5. Do you make personal phone calls from work? 6. Do you ever occasionally fudge on your taxes or forget to declare income which you are quite certain cannot be traced? A Gallup survey indicated that 69% of all people admitted to practicing some form of dishonesty. The vast majority of all those questioned admitted to lying. Yet all researchers say that when it comes to admitting cheating, whether it is on your employer or your husband or wife, we all tend to see ourselves as better than we really are. No wonder Proverbs 16:2 says, "All a man's ways seem innocent to him, but motives are weighed by the Lord." Has lying become so common that we excuse it as being part of our humanness? We'll put another way, if religious convictions produce honesty in people, it's time for a revival of old-fashioned beliefs and practices. When someone is caught in a lie, we tend to excuse it as misinformation. God, however, still calls it what it is, a lie. 3,000 years ago, Solomon cataloged some of the human foibles and failures which God in particular doesn't happen to excuse. The first in this list of wrongdoing is pride. The second is a lying tongue. Why does God put this so close to the top of the list of habits which he literally despises? Let me put the question another way. Upon what is trust based in your own family? Honestly, telling the unvarnished truth, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, as you affirm under oath when you go to court, is the very fabric of our relationships. Once you know that someone can look you in the eye and lie to you, you're never quite certain whether he or she means it when he says, "I love you," or "You're the only one in my life." From God's perspective, there is no such thing as a white lie. Either you are telling the truth or you are lying. A man who is faithful to his wife 97% of the time is still an unfaithful husband. Likewise, telling the truth most of the time will never satisfy the demands of a loving, growing relationship. A final thought. God never laid down guidelines for living, including the call to honesty, to make you miserable, but he did it because it's right.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.